Breakfast with Martin Vester.
So, as I was saying, it's a big thing in some people's lives. Okay, I have to be honest. When I still spend a lot of time with going out with my parents and stuff and eating out and stuff with them, it used to be the worst moment of my life when my mother asks for a doggy bag. I can't tell you why. Probably because she didn't eat much.
Okay.
She would order this big meal, like peck at it, and then ask the rest for doggy bag. That used to annoy the crap out of me.
Were you embarrassed?
I was embarrassed. Mm. I was embarrassed. But now, I'm not embarrassed at all when I take a doggy bag. Are you?
No, never. And I always take it, because generally when I go out with my friends, I eat unhealthy. That's like cheat day. And then I take it and I'll give it to my Uber driver or the guy at the gate. And I always make sure it's like a nice portion.
That's why you have a low Uber rating.
Why? No, mine's not low.
Whose was low? Alma.
Yes, she went down low and she went to investigate, like, how did this happen? And I was like, Vilmos. Yeah, Vilmos.
All right, yeah, I hear what you're saying, because what's going to happen with the food? They're going to probably chuck it away.
Chuck it away.
So you can give it to somebody or you can have it at home. It's not for the dog, it's for me. It's for me for later, mm-hmm. or tomorrow morning or whatever.
Snack time.
Some people are very embarrassed about it, hey? It's like... So much so, there are articles, if you go and search for it, there are articles explaining the etiquette of doggy bagging.
What?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The doggy bag etiquette. When do you, when don't you, if it's a very smart restaurant, please, especially then, you've overpaid for the meal completely. I'm taking it with me.
Yes.
Okay.
I told you I paid 210 rand for a pizza on Tuesday evening because we went to a fancy place. Tusuk ek mos my pizza. Like, okay. I'm not going to leave 6 slices because now I can't be that person in the fancy restaurant asking for my takeaway.
Okay, Liesl, I think we also need to unpack that a little bit. you paid over 200 rand for a pizza.
Yes.
Are you one of those
it
people?
It had sirloin
No. I'll have the wine. But take off the ham and add the sirloin
and caviar. No, man,
oh. No. So you don't finish the pizza. You're taking it away?
Yes.
Don't you? I get it why people are sometimes embarrassed, though, because when you go to some fancy restaurants, the waiter does give you that little bit of
attitude.
A spicy look in his eyes or her eyes, like, the doggy bag people. But what makes it even worse was my mother insists on packing it herself.
Oh.
Yeah. And I get it now. Now that I'm older, I'm not a child anymore. I get it. Especially if you've been rude to the waiter.
Yeah.
Don't let them disappear with your food and go and pack it on your bill.
Nee, man. Some extra spice for you.
Something salty. The person who's against it is Mitch. How's it, Mitch? Good morning.
Good morning, Martin. How are you?
Good morning, man. Where are you listening from?
Stain Oak Tree by the Sandfontein Caves.
Wow. That sounds amazing. Okay, of course, yes, beautiful part of the world. Mitch, so are you against it?
Totally, Martin, totally.
Why?
Well, as I said in my message, is that if you're going to go to a restaurant, you order something that you can eat, completely eat. Don't order a 200 rand pizza. And you've got to take 6 glasses home.
Shame.
Yeah, order the small one for 175. Order the small one. Why are you ordering something? I get that. That used to be my thing with my mom. I was like, you know you're not going to eat a tenth of what you just ordered. Why are you ordering it? I get it now, because it is kind of nice a little bit later just to get back to that steak or that pizza or something. Hey, bit of a snacky later when no one's watching you.
No.
Is it tacky?
Yeah.
It's not the same thing.
If you're the only person drinking wine at the table, don't order the whole bottle because you're not going to drink it.
Well,
I mean,
that's never a problem, Mitch.
So, Mitch, if we went out on a date and I then asked for the doggy bag at the end of the date, would that be the deal breaker? Is it done now? Like, there's no second date?
Khalas, as they would say.
What? What did you say?
What is the word?
That's khalas.
Khalas.
It's Arabic, which means over, finished.
Over. Oh, wow. Khalas.
Khalas.
This time. Okay.
I must just apologize. You know, Liesl is single. She's very forward. She's very presumptious. Because he's married. Are you married, Mitch?
No.
I know, I have been.
Are you have been?
Yeah, I know.
But it's now Khalas.
Listen, I can hear, okay? Yeah, yeah. I know he's not.
Welcome to Liesl's dating site called Breakfast with Modern Listen, Mitch, thanks for
Liesl, I'm a bit too old for you, my sweetheart.
Well, you never know. How old are you?
I'm 54.
54.
She can still 54. Work with
that. No, thing. I can't. This is not. He's not for my own club, any dear.
Mitch, our chat here is khalas. Thanks for chatting. I hope he gave us a nice word. Imagine how long
it. Imagine we say.
I apologize, Bianca. I have no idea what I just said. Elizabeth.
Hello.
How are you?
Good, but why are you phoning me only now?
I only now. She phoned you last week for the secret sound, right?
Yes.
I know. Elizabeth, doggy bags, yes or no? Yay or nay?
I say yes.
Why?
Because I'm with Liesl.
You paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's expensive. Yeah. And you don't always eat that much because it's portions, like you say.
But what kind of person are you? Do you take everything away or just the meat? So I feel people who want the buns and everything as takeaway as well. That's also too much.
True. Not the pieces that you already ate. It's the pieces that are still there, but you haven't touched.
I'm gonna disagree with you there. In the pizza, if I just took one bite, I want the other 75%
of the triangle.
Thanks for your chat, Elizabeth. Do you have any idea what the new secret sound is?
Ooh, I'm thinking it's got something to do with that thing Alma and the team bought you. When you got back. I don't know.
Oh, that thing is standing on my desk. Remember that?
Yes.
Oh, it's not that.
The best gift we've ever given you.
We're talking about doggy bags. I'm not going to tell you if you're right or wrong. Mm. Thanks for trying, though. Keep them coming. Doggy bags, yay or nay. People are very divided on it. 084-850-0942.
Breakfast with Martin Bester. Elke ochend is a frek lekker ochend. 6 to 9 weekdays on Jacaranda FM.